Something that is worse is the regulatory environment when it comes to companies that want to help Eskom, help government, help the economy, help you and help me, and by extension, help themselves by investing in their own renewable energy plants. And it was just before, probably 6 months ago, could be maybe not 6 months ago, but certainly it feels like half a lifetime ago, the president was on his way to the G7. He needed a good story to tell. So there was the privatization of SAA announcement, and there was also that huge announcement that private companies would be able to generate up to 100 megawatts of their own power. A breakthrough announcement, an absolutely pivotal point. But it's not working. And one of the primary reasons is it's just too hard to do. Henk Langerwerfen is chief economist at the Minerals Council of South Africa. And your members, Henk, are incredibly keen, incredibly eager to build as much private power resources as they can in order to mitigate their Eskom risk. But they're finding it really difficult to get through the red tape. What are the big problems?
Evening, Bruce. Yeah, you're right. I mean, we have no choice. It's unreliable what we're getting, and prices have been increasing by something like 500% over the last number of years. So we have no choice. But there are so many hurdles. You have to go through so many steps at different levels of government and different institutions of government. And they all take their time, and they all have different acts that they have to apply. And it just takes a lot of time. So the allowable 100 megawatts was a big issue, and like we are saying, it's probably the biggest structural change in policy that we've seen the last number of years. And it's a good sign. I mean, we have to say that, but it is not simple to get through. We know how to build big facilities, but we haven't been building electricity plants, so the hoops that we have to go through are new to us.
Okay, so these are new hoops. They're onerous requirements. They also multiple levels of requirements. This isn't what you really need, I suppose, is a one-stop shop in government, and that is maybe a desk or an entire room or maybe an entire building, whatever it takes at the DMRE, the Department of Mineral Resources and Energy, or maybe at the Public Enterprises Department, might be a bit more efficient and a bit more understanding, to say, right, you do all of the stuff through local authorities. Here's our request. You facilitate it and get back to us.
That's a very good suggestion. There is something like this in some of the southeastern economies where you have an IDC, Industrial Development Corporation, virtue of what we have, but they do exactly that. They take your hand and they say, right, you have to go through all these hoops. Let me guide you through it. That could be actually very useful. The problem is, if you want to have a one-stop shop, you're actually overriding, like I said, different levels of government, different institutions, and I don't think that is viable. Someone once said, be careful what you wish. It would actually not work, but okay. There's certainly ways that we can do this better.
How much energy could the mines bring to the grid? I don't know, fairly quickly. Give 18 months. I mean, how many megawatts could be being privately generated by South Africa's mines, your members, within the next 18 months to 2 years?
Those 2 years is probably better. We're talking about 4 gigabytes, 4,000 megawatts roughly. The next 18 months to 2 years, probably, hopefully up to 1,000, but that's unlikely. It takes from the day that you get the go-ahead to actually getting electricity from that, anything between 2 and 3 years. So it's not a quick fix. The companies really wants to have insurance on electricity supply and prices, and it's going to take some time. This is not a simple process.
Yeah, the fact that it's not a quick fix, it makes it even more urgent because you've got to get it through the process more quickly. I mean, nearly 4,000 megawatts, 4 gigabytes of power, that's a decent-sized power station. I mean, that's not quite a Modupio Kasile, but, I mean, it's 4,000 that would work.
It's about a third of what we need during the year. So, I mean, that gives you a lot of flexibility in time. So, yeah, you're right. It is actually quite substantial.
And, I mean, so this is an appeal, I think, to the bureaucrats to not necessarily get out of the way, but facilitate the way to ensure that we can get these projects up and running. And also then, of course, the cabling and the wiring necessary to get the power from these IPPs onto the national grid.
Yeah, that is come up now as a big issue. I mean, the areas that we have a lot of sun and a lot of space don't have much access to the distribution grid. So that is a big issue, and it's actually very costly to do that. So that is an issue. We don't think that a majority of what the companies are thinking of will be in those areas. There may be some wind, I mean, that you need close to the coast, so that'll be an issue. But over time, we hope that will work.
Henk Langenhoven, Chief Economist at the Minerals Council of South Africa.